T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Information AM. I'm Megan Lynch alongside Debbie Monterey, and you've heard this voice on Camo X for years. Now you can read his advice. Mike Brown, founder and president of Brown Family Wealth Advisors, longtime host of the Camo X Money Show. He's written a new book, Your Way to True Wealth, and he joins us now on the Quiver River Electric guest line. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Megan. How are you doing?
Well, we're doing well. It's so good to talk to you, but I do have to ask, what do you mean when you say true wealth?
Well, I say true wealth because when you ask people what wealth is, I think they give you a bad definition. I think, number one, people think wealth is how much money you make or how much money you have or maybe how your investments are performing compared with everyone else's. I don't believe that. I think true wealth is simply getting to a point in life when you don't have to go work for money anymore. It doesn't mean you have to retire. It just means you get to a point in life where you say, you know what, I don't have to work for money anymore. My money's working for me. And I think when people turn the definition around and look at it that way, they discover maybe for the first time that they get to decide how much money is enough to live on. And maybe they don't work until 65. Maybe they retire early. Maybe they retire later, but they do it on their own terms.
Well, I sure would like my money to work for me. So what what do most people do wrong when it comes to a financial strategy or a lifetime financial strategy?
Well, you know, Debbie, I think it boils down to a few simple things. Number one, people think, I'm not smart enough. I'm too old. I can't do this. I don't know who to trust for financial advice. But building wealth really comes down to a set of really basic rules. The first one is simply to spend less than you earn. The sooner we can get that habit, the easier building wealth is going to be. Certainly, the longer you have to do it, the better, but we don't have control over that a lot of times. So spend less than you earn. Try to save, ideally, 15% of what you earn. Next step is to figure out a way to get out of debt and stay out. We've got a 7-step plan in the book that people follow all the time, and I see people doing this successfully. And then when it comes to the extra money that you have that you're able to save, I think a big key is to, when it comes to investing, is to be an owner. The key to wealth is not lending money to people, it's owning things. You think about it this way, would you rather lend money to the world's best businesses or would you rather own those businesses? That's the difference between, you know, buying stocks and trying to be safe with everything, or buying bonds, I should say, trying to be safe with everything, or buying stocks and owning these businesses and then let them pay you for the rest of your life.
Do we save first? Do we invest first? Or we do both at the same time?
You have to save first. You have to ingrain the habit of spending less than you earn. And look at it from the point of view of, okay, it's not that I'm trying to take 10 or 15% away from my fun. Look at it from the other angle, invert it, and say, I get to spend 85, 90% of every dollar that I make. Now let's make the most of that, but I'm going to pay myself with that. First, that's the first expense. That's the first bill every month. When that gets to a certain size, and I think your first goal financially is to have a financial reserve against future emergencies. But once that's taken care of, then you move from saving to investing. And that's when it really gets fun. We spent a lot of time in the book on finding companies, for example, that pay dividends and increase the dividends over time, and how to, you know, make money compound for you. And you literally get to a point in your life, and I see it all the time, when people's investments are making more money than they are. And then they say, why am I working? Maybe I really love it, maybe I don't, but I can afford to make this change now.
Okay, so you say once you save up enough, then you start investing. You're talking about, it sounds like, investing in our stock market, but also you said something about owning things. So what else is a savvy investment? Are we just talking about investing in the stock market?
Well, another term for stocks, Debbie, is equity, and equity means ownership. So when I say you need to own things, it's not going out and trying to, you know, flip houses or buy antiques and sell them for a profit. It's as simple as investing in your company's 401k plan. And the younger you are and the more time you have before you plan to retire, the more should go into ownership. And that's shares of successful businesses. That's all stock investing is, and owning them for a long, long time and letting money do what it naturally wants to do, which is grow on itself and compound.
Mike, I hear so many stories about people who get really close to retirement age, but they really haven't done a whole lot to plan for it. You know, talk about, I know in your book, you go into like people who are 40 years from retirement and those who are 20 years from retirement. So how are the strategies going to be different maybe from someone who's jumping into this in their 20s and someone who's jumping into this in their 50s?
We see this all the time with clients who think age-wise they're getting close to retirement, and then they realize they've never made a plan. They don't know how much is enough. They don't know how long the money's going to have to last. So it's a big math problem. It's not trigonometry. I mean, it's basic math, but it's still math and it's still planning. So what I tried to do to make it a little easier in the book is, like you said, set up these mileposts. Certainly the last 5 years of your career, you really got to get busy because there are a lot of things you've got to figure out. But even 10, 15, 20, 30, 40 years away from when you think you'd like to be able to walk away from your job, there are things you should have accomplished, a certain amount of money you should have saved relative to your income. The investments that you've made should be generating a certain level of income on their own that's going to grow over time as this money compounds. But if you don't know where to look to say, how am I doing, you may be a lot better off than you think, or you may be behind and not realize it. So I think that's a real key to the book.
I know there are probably a lot of people right now who are thinking, oh, this is all great advice, I'm going to put it to use. But there are also going to be people who listen and say, especially when it comes to the saving and the 15, you know, saving 15% of your salary, there are people right now who are on that hamster wheel, a lot of people who are barely, you know, paying their bills each month and maybe not even doing that much, who are saying, well, how am I supposed to save anything when I can't even make ends meet? So what do you say to those folks?
Well, you're talking, I think, about most people in this country, unfortunately, who are living paycheck to paycheck, assuming they have a paycheck. And I think the key is just, I mean, even if it's 1%, I would love it to be 15%, but if it's 1%, so that at the end of the month you can say, you know, it was 1% tougher than it was last month, but now I've got this money that belongs to me, and nobody's going to take this from me. And I think you build on that and you realize that once you've made that decision, once you've made that commitment, whether it's 1% or 5% or 15%, you only have to make that difficult decision once. And it's not like you've got to save, you know, you want to save 10% of your income this month. You've got to save 10% more than that next month. No, it's one decision. And your lifestyle, I mean, think about the last time you got a raise. Look at this in reverse. Most people will tell you the last time they got a raise, they said, great, this is some extra money, I'm going to have fun with this. And the next thing you know, it becomes a necessity. Oh, how could I have lived without this raise? turn that in reverse and say, okay, I'm barely surviving today. Can I also barely survive, you know, with 5% less? And once they're able to do that, it gives them the confidence to say, I can save more than 5%. I can save 6 or 10 or 15%.
We're talking with Mike Brown, author of Your Way to True Wealth. You mentioned, Mike, and you've probably covered a little bit of this in just the discussion we've had already, but you mentioned that you give steps to get out of debt. Can you give us an idea of what a few of those are?
Again, it all comes down to a plan and what your priorities are. And people, you know, the first question you have to ask yourself is, should I be saving? Should I be paying down my debts? And the answer is yes, I should be doing both. I'm a big proponent of that. I don't care if you're paying 20% interest on a credit card. You might argue financially it makes sense to put everything you can toward that. And I say, yes, that's probably the debt that you want to attack first, but you also need to be saving at the same time. When it comes to the debts, though, make a list of everything that you owe. Maybe you've got a 16, 18, 20% credit card, and you've got a mortgage at 3.5%, 4%. Logic's going to tell you to pay down the credit card first because that's an immediate return, a double-digit guaranteed return on every dollar that you put toward it. Then prioritize. You say, I've got this list of debts. Here's the minimum I have to meet on each one each month, and that's the basic. And then you say, now I've got to find some extra money, and I'm going to go toward the interest or toward the debt that has the highest interest rate. And once I get that whittled down and paid off, I'm going to take that extra money and move it to the next most expensive debt and work your way down so that your mortgage is probably the last thing that you look at.
Mike, I'm curious if you have noticed all these apps that are popping up that are supposed to help people to pay off their credit cards and other debts and, you know, just shows them sleeping peacefully while apparently their debts are being paid off. And I don't know if those are, a good thing, if it helps somebody or if it's just kind of a cop out.
Well, I think it could be both, actually. I think there are, unfortunately, some bad actors out there who like to take advantage of people who are desperate about things like this. And it's hard to tell the difference. I mean, there's some really legitimate apps that can help you in immense ways, organizing your finances, prioritizing your spending, paying down your debts. And the difficult thing is how to tell one from the other, the good from the bad. For people with debt issues, I think where you go is you go to a nonprofit organization like debt.org, and you get some good advice there. You get some examples of good apps and technology that's available at very low, if any, cost. You get some organizations if you need credit counseling and things like that. That's where I would start and work out from there, as opposed to just, you know, answering an ad or seeing something that appeals to you.
Mike, we've got about a minute left. You know, you talk about all these plans and saving and investing, but how has the current economic instability and inflation impacted some of these long-term financial plans that people have?
I think it's affected them in a great way. The good news is they don't have to cause permanent damage. We're going to find a crisis no matter where we are or what day we wake up. There's always going to be something to worry about. Last week it was, you know, the debt ceiling. This week, hey, that's not a problem anymore. Let's wait for the next crisis to come along. And if you think of it that way, you're not going to make any progress because you're just going to be too pessimistic. You have to realize that it's a given. There's always going to be a challenge. There's always going to be a problem. And they're all temporary. That's the good news. And then you say, I've got to look beyond that. I don't want to be thinking about these problems every day for the next 30, 40, 50 years. I want to say, where do I want to be in the next 30, 40, 50 years and work backward from that and say, what do I need to be doing today while I'm getting past these challenges? And I think that's a lot of what the book is. It's a step-by-step instruction manual toward getting to that point.
And it's never too late to start?
It is never too late to start.
All right. Well, we will not be discouraged. We will be encouraged with the new book from Mike Brown, Your Way to True Wealth. Thanks for joining us this morning, Mike.
It's been a pleasure. It's great talking to you all.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.